SuperSport United Soccer Schools is the largest grassroots football training organization in South Africa. They teach their players to focus on acquiring the individual all-round technique and master of the ball. This program runs throughout the year, offering training during off-season and during soccer season. Today we are joined by the coach, Chad, and a few of the players. We have Ipi, who's 13, Dylan, who's 15, and Tristan, who's only 10 years old. So welcome to RX Radio, guys. How are you doing today?
We're good. Thanks for having us here, first of all.
Yeah, definitely. Anytime. So could you please tell us a little bit more about yourself, coach?
Okay, so obviously, myself, obviously coming up from a different background of soccer where the only time we would play is in the street.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but so with these kids, obviously my background, their background of soccer, is we play in the streets, and that's about almost as far as we could go. Well, we didn't always have that opportunity to go a bit further. So, I mean, yeah, my background is just playing in the streets, eventually joining the club, and then, yeah, so that's where I started, yeah.
And from the players?
I played soccer always, anyway.
Anyway.
I can play soccer.
Yeah, that's amazing.
I also started out on the street, so then I got the experience of how soccer felt like.
Yeah. Definitely. And you, Tristan?
I just started playing soccer automatically.
Automatically?
And I just got into my... I had a feeling that I can...
Do it, yeah. Wow, so you were born soccer star, eh? So could you please tell us what is your favorite football team and your favorite player as well?
Lionel Messi.
Yes.
And your favorite football team?
Barcelona.
Okay. My favorite soccer club is Liverpool. And the player I've always looked up to, got me interested in soccer, was Steven Gerrard.
Yeah, definitely.
My favorite football team is Arsenal. And my favorite soccer player is Yaya Toure. I like the way he plays the game and how he focuses.
And my favorite soccer team is Crystal Palace. And my favorite soccer player is Christian Eriksen.
Yeah, he's quite good. Coach, could you please tell us more about SuperSport United Soccer Schools and a bit of a history about it?
So our program that we do at SuperSport is a skills-based program. So we had started from, it is a Brazilian program. Was formerly known as Brazilian Soccer Schools. So players like, you look at Adam Lallana, Oxlade-Chamberlain, Gareth Bale, all those players been through the same program. Obviously now it's in South Africa, it's just a name change.
Yeah.
But the same roots of the Brazilian style of soccer. And so yeah, that's where we've come from. And obviously as the years go on, we develop from it. And yeah, so we give, when the boys come to our soccer school, basically, for kids that are new to soccer, it's you teach them new skills, and you know everyone likes to show a bit of flair, so they take it to their friends, and then their friends is like, oh, but this one's got skill. So now they bring other kids, and like, I also want to be able to do that.
Yeah.
And then we look at the kids who actually had an ability, like for example Tristan, when he first came to our soccer school juggling, we could see he had the ability. And after the session, he told me, this is too easy. And then we challenged him. We said, okay, so we know you're good with that part of your foot. And then we said, okay, now use your outside of your foot. And he was, no way, now use your inside.
Yeah,
and then a year and a half later, I think he can keep the ball up 200 inside and outside.
Wow.
And that's with his weaker foot. So you can see the roots of the program actually helps the kids no matter where it is in the world.
And coach, what are some of the challenges you faced at these training sessions with the boys?
Well, the only challenge would be, not only, but most of the time it's the different abilities. So you could plan a session for these type of kids, but then you have kids with lower ability coming.
Yeah.
Or you plan a session for kids with lower ability, and then it's a mixed group of kids. So that's about the only problem. And then obviously traffic after school is, so kids come late. So, but I mean, those are just small little things that...
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. As long as the commitment
is there. As long as they're there. Because our target is to get in at least 2,000 touches. That's with each part of the foot. So if there's four parts of the foot, that's about 8,000 touches. So as long as they make it in time to get in the 8,000 touches, I mean, it's been a good session for them.
Definitely. Yeah. And players, what are some of your highlights at trainings?
Highlights and trainings. the matches at the end. Always enjoy the matches at the end.
Oh,
skill
yeah.
plays there, skill goals. Yeah, it's nice.
My favorite part of training is when we do one-on-ones, as I like get to show off what I've learned at practice.
Yeah, so it's like you, the dog, eh? Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah, that's good.
And my favorite part of training is when we start the warm-up, we will run around the field twice, and then we will just start warming up. Then I'll be all hyperactive.
Yeah. So you say the 2 laps running around the field is too little for you?
Yeah, I think what it means by that is, yes, we do the 2 laps, but I mean, our program believes that kids his age, I mean, they don't need to be stretching. Where's their muscle? They don't really need it. So what we do when kids come to our training, each kid has a ball. So for your training session, you have a ball, that's your ball for the day.
Yeah.
So that's where we warm up, and throughout the whole day, everyone has their ball. So I think when we warm up with a ball, that's probably the most exciting part for you, Mel.
Yes. Oh, so you love the round ball, eh?
Yes.
What are the most that you can tap?
My most is 698.
At once?
Yes.
Yo!
Would you like to know the record at our school?
What's the record?
It's 11,600, I think.
Pau?
I think it's in Sika, is it right? Yeah, one of the senior boys. But listen, he started with like 50, just juggling 50.
Yo.
And now the tires is about 11,000. So you can see, actually, you've got to focus for...
Yo, I can't even step till 10 and then the ball is on the other side.
Yeah, I mean, these kids are not even 13 years old yet. Yeah.
Exactly, I mean, he's 10 years old now.
Yeah.
That I think I'll never pick up a soccer ball again. I'll stick to the rugby ball. And players, would you like to pursue like a professional career in football? I can see Tristan, you definitely, by tapping 600. That is your record. But yeah, so do you want to be famous playing there on TV and things like that?
Yes, I want to sign the professional contract with either Manchester City or Tottenham Hotspur.
Whoa, and no Manchester United?
No.
Why not? Hmm? We then have a new coach now, Ollie. Don't take away my party. And yeah, from the other players.
I would also want to pursue a career of soccer, as like I've enjoyed it all my life, and like whenever I'm stressed out, I would, like when I go into it and I start getting focused, and also like I would also want to like play for SuperSport at first, and also develop from a young age also to playing in Europe with the big guns.
Yeah, with the big guns. Yeah.
I definitely want to play a professional soccer career. Always had the dream of playing in the World Cup, win the World Cup for my country. So yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. And coach, what words of encouragement do you have for the patients in the hospital just to not give up and to keep them going?
The thing what I tell the boys most of the time is you don't see what goes on behind the scenes.
Yeah.
So like for example, I use Ronaldo because of the work that he puts in behind the scenes. But everyone just sees his fancy boots
and
him shooting. So I think just for the kids in the hospital, there might be days where they might feel down or something. Or sometimes where the kids on the field, it might look like the coach isn't paying attention to you. But there are stuff going on behind the scenes. There is stuff that the coach is doing to help you behind the scenes. And I'm sure it's the same here. There is people behind the scenes doing so much work to help the kids. So even if there are days where you feel... you just feel useless. I mean, there is people behind you. You should never feel down. There's always someone that's going to be there to, when you fall, they'll pick
you
back up. So there's always going to be that support with you. Yeah.
Yeah, so thank you so much, guys. We wish you nothing but the best for the future. And we want to see all of you guys there on TV pursuing your soccer career.